This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميدبعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى في مقام آخريا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب اللهوخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. Respected brothers and sisters, every single day we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of Islam. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. And while we are going through the month of Ramadan, we should also be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that while there are so many people who are deprived from the blessing and from the ni'mah of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another opportunity to invest into our akhirah, to make our akhirah better, to make the stages of the akhirah better, and He's giving us another opportunity to enter into His eternal bliss, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, insha'Allah. Brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is a month of reflection. Not to reflect upon others, but to reflect upon ourselves. It is a time of the year that we are committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That during the daytime, it does not matter how hungry we become. It does not matter how thirsty we become and how fatigued we become. But we are committed to get through the day of fasting. Why? Because this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a place in our heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is a month to cure our spiritual illnesses, our spiritual diseases. This heart, which is the most important organ in the body, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if this heart is in the right place, then everything that this person does will be right. And if this heart is in the wrong place, then everything this person does will be wrong. And many times we have a tough time understanding that what does that mean? Many times the youth come to me and they said that how can a person's heart be connected with Allah 24/7? That's hard for us to do. We go out, we hang out, we do things. At times we are not in a state where we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what the hadith means is that whatever you are doing, making sure that you are not crossing the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every single thing that you do, in every single thing that we do, there's a limit that has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going and hanging out, making sure that you don't do anything that where you are crossing the limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You not crossing the limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign that Allah is in your heart. It's a sign that you are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever you are and whatever we are doing, as long as we're not crossing the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means that Allah is in our heart. But I want to share with you something else. See, in the month of Ramadan, it is truly a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's truly a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is Him showing His mercy upon us, that the month of Ramadan is a month where we have to prepare ourselves for after the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is not actually the test. The test is after Ramadan. That in Ramadan, it's easy to fast, it's easy to read Quran, it's easy to stand in Taraweeh because everyone else is doing it. But after Ramadan, how many of us will continue to fast? How many of us will continue to read the Quran? How many of us will continue to come to the masjid? How many of us will stand up before Allah at night? That's the test at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, He's telling us that in order for you to prepare for the life after Ramadan, I am removing distractions. Who is that distraction? It is shaitan. Allah is telling us, I'm removing that distraction. But at the same time, we should not be under the impression that just because shaitan is not there, shaitan is chained up and he's locked up and he's imprisoned, it doesn't mean that I cannot do anything wrong. There is still something that does exist. There is something that has been highlighted in the Quran and in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if a person's heart is in this state, whether shaitan is there or not, a person is headed towards destruction. So it is not necessary that shaitan has to be with us. But if our heart is in that state, then we are headed towards destruction. And what is that? That is the state of ghafla. That is the state of ghafla. The state of heedlessness. Not being aware. Not knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He talks about ghafla. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. We all are headed towards the last day. Allah is saying that that time is coming close. Now, subhanAllah, this is something that was revealed during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the word اقترب means something that has come extremely close. So if this ayah was revealed during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're talking about 1400 years later, you can imagine how close the Day of Judgment is now. Allah is saying that the Day of Judgment is coming to you, but you are in the state of heedlessness. You are not aware of this state. You're not aware. And this is a spiritual disease within our hearts. So the question is that what exactly are the symptoms of ghafla? How can I tell that I am in the state of ghafla? I'm in the state of heedlessness. There are a few things that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, taking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or taking the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lightly. Meaning that if I violate any command of Allah, if I violate any order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we simply just brush it off. That is a state of heedlessness. Now the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were aware of their situation at all times. I want to bring your attention to the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat. To the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat. It says that during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had called the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the Sahaba were sitting before the Prophet alayhi salam. And at that time, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they got into a slight disagreement. And because of this disagreement, the tone of their voices had increased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the beginning ayat of Surah Al-Hujurat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is referring to us. Allah is addressing the believers. La tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi wa taqullah. When it comes to the decision of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your decision takes a back seat. Your decision becomes irrelevant. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, your opinion does not matter anymore. So that is a state of awareness that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum they had. Not only that, but it said that every single time in the next ayah, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. O you people who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after the revelation of this ayah, it said that when the Sahaba would come, especially a person like Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who was naturally given a high-pitched tone voice, it said that every single time he would come in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was aware and cognizant of the fact that an ayah has come down and now I have to be careful. I have to be careful of what I say and how I say and what tone and what pitch voice I use when I'm trying to say something. There are some tafasir that mentioned that he would come and he would hold on to his tongue. He didn't want to speak louder than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum came, despite the revelation of this ayah, and they were to raise their voices, that means that they are in the state of ghafla. They are in the state of heedlessness. Despite the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're taking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lightly. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, every single thing that came from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not have an opinion, they never had an option whether we do it or not. It came from Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm going to take it seriously. And each one of us, we need to take the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously. If any of us, we break the order of Allah and we brush it off, we are clearly in the state of ghafla. We are clearly in the state of ghafla. The second symptom of ghafla, let me actually mention one more thing before we get to the second part. You know when we talk about saying things, making statements, there's a general idea within our society which is considered as conventional wisdom. But in reality, it is not conventional wisdom. It goes against the tenets of our deen. And that is that you say whatever you want. Express whatever you want. This is not something that we find in our deen. A person cannot just go and say whatever they want, because that means that you can say whatever you want, whether you are in agreement with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. A believer is always careful of what they say. If a person is not careful of what they're saying, then this is also considered as a state of ghafla. Another state of ghafla, the second symptom of ghafla, is that we do things meaningless. We're fasting, but we're not actually fasting. We're praying salat, but we're not actually praying salat. This state of mind, this state of awareness, does not exist. I'm standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if I was standing before Barack Obama today, President Barack Obama. Or imagine if I was standing in front of a king. Think about the adab, the etiquette, the mind, the awareness of mind I would have when I'm standing before someone like that. Here we're talking about Ahkamul Hakimin, the king of all kings, the ruler of all rulers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine when we are standing in salat, think about the state of mind that we are in. Think about Taraweeh. When we are standing in Taraweeh, we're just standing there. We have no idea what's going on. We're just waiting to go into ruku'. We're just waiting until this rak'ah gets over and I can go into ruku'. And then we begin to lean on one leg and then we go to the other leg. And this state of mind that we are going through is actually a sign of ghafla. When I'm reading Quran and I'm just reading it haphazardly, I don't understand it, I'm just reading and just going through it, because we hear our khatib saying that read Quran, read Quran, read Quran. We find from the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salam that he would dedicate himself to the Quran. So I have to read the Quran, I'm reading the Quran. But what am I getting from the Quran? Nothing. That Quran, that recitation of the Quran becomes meaningless. That is a sign of ghafla. That is a sign of ghafla. When we are fasting, we're not fulfilling the rites of fasting. We're staying hungry and thirsty. But we are now in the state of ghafla. We have no idea what we're doing. So this is the second symptom of ghafla. The third thing that we find in ghafla is to not care of what we're doing. Please come forward. Please come forward. To be in the state of mind that we have absolutely no care of what's going on. Let me ask you all. Whenever there's a situation here in America, a tragic incident, where there is a Muslim name involved. When there is a Muslim name involved. What's the very first thing that goes to our mind? What's the very first thing we're thinking about? Now there is going to be a backlash. Now there are people who are going to come after us. Now there are people who are Muslims who are going to come under attack. When I go into the Walmart parking lot, we're looking around everywhere. We're looking, is anyone looking at us? While we're going inside the store, we're looking at other people. Are they looking at us in the wrong way or not? Now, this is a state where now you are aware. You are now aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah A'raf, He talks about Bani Israel. He talks about Bani Israel. He says that the people of Bani Israel were truly in a state of ghafla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shook the mountain above them, فَوْقَهُمْ, right on top of them, كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ. And they felt like as if the mountain will fall upon them. Yet despite this, they were still in the state of heedlessness and they were still in the state of ghafla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, here He's saying that the people of Bani Israel, despite the mountain being right above them, imagine if you and I were right underneath a mountain and it could possibly fall upon us. Not for a second we will become heedless. We will always be aware and we will be cognizant. It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Bani Israel were in this situation, and yet, وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. وَإِنَّ تَقْنَا الْجَبْلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in a situation like that, be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not remain in a state of ghafla. Then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this passage of Surah Araf, He talks about ghafla in great detail. He says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَقَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. They read the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon these people because their hearts are not in the right place. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives the example of those people who are in the state of ghafla. He gives their example as if, He gives the example of a dog. He says, إِن تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْحَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْحَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْحَثْ. That whether you put something on that dog or you leave them. A dog, as you see, naturally, they walk around most of the time with their tongue sticking out. And there's saliva coming down their tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the state of a person who is in the state of ghafla is always the same state. It doesn't matter whether something hits him or not, he's always in that state of ghafla. He hears the Qur'an, he's still in ghafla. He's praying salat, he's in ghafla. And if he's away from these things, he's also in the state of ghafla. And then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in the same passage, He says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. That He has created this consequence, which is called the fire of Jahannam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. He says, who are the people who will be going into this? He says that this place has been designated for people who have hearts. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. But their hearts, they don't think with their hearts. Their hearts are in the state of ghafla. They don't ponder over the ayat of the Qur'an. They don't ponder over the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't give any attention to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they cannot see the reality. Once again, they're in the state of ghafla. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ. They have ears, but they cannot hear the truth. They come to the masjid every single day. They're listening to the khutbahs, they're listening to the khatiras, but there's something on their heart that is causing them to be in a state of ghafla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that these people, what is the example of these people? He says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. That these people are like animals. These people are like animals. In fact, Allah says that they are far from the animals, they are far beyond the animals. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are more worse than animals. Then what does he say? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. These are the people who are constantly in the state of ghafla. These are the people who are in the state of ghafla. If I hear something from the Qur'an and the Sunnah and I'm not being affected and I don't care, that means I'm in the state of ghafla. How many times as parents we get upset at our children? Imagine if I were to sit my child down and explain to them something. Imagine they did something wrong and I sit down with them and I say that you did something wrong. Do you understand this? And he's like, he just shrugs his shoulders. He goes, do you understand that you did something wrong here? And kids do that. That's a sign of ghafla. They just don't care. When we hear the ayat of the Qur'an that Allah will do this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we talk about the previous nations. And we just sit there and say, that's a sign of ghafla. And we have to be very careful about this. Because shaitan does not need to be around us for us to be in a state of destruction. This ghafla is what will take us to destruction. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us put our hearts in the right place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean our hearts from the state of ghafla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take benefit from the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Quran azim wa nafa'na wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikr hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid ba'da a'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد. Quickly, time is running out. I just want to share with you two things. Two things that we can do to refrain from the state of ghafla. Number one is to be in the company of those people who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person constantly is surrounded by people who forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who break the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no remorse, there is no regret, a person slowly and gradually, he will drift towards ghafla and heedlessness. But when a person goes into the company of someone who reminds him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person comes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best place a person can go is to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, we have a habit of coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but after Ramadan, we need to be in the habit of continuously coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is that we need to truly reflect upon ourselves. This is something that we generally don't do. How many of us, we actually sit down and we reflect upon our character? We reflect upon our mannerisms. We reflect upon my relationship with the Quran, my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to all understand that when a person begins to drift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not happen drastically overnight. Every single day it happens slowly and gradually. Just like you and I cannot tell how much a tree has grown every single day, but after a year we have seen something come about. Likewise, we won't see the difference within ourselves if we are drifting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overnight. But after a year, we may tell the difference. If we are in the state of ghafla, we will not be able to tell the difference at all, and we will continue to remain in that state. But that's why it is very important that each one of us, we take some time out every single day and we reflect upon our situation. This is a practice of all the predecessors. All of our ulama, they have gone through this. Every single time of the day, they would just seclude themselves and they would ask and they would put themselves under the microscope and ask themselves that who they are. How much of a better person they are and where are they headed towards. Something that we generally don't do. We reflect upon other things in our life, but we don't reflect upon our own iman and where we are headed towards in terms of our akhirah. So this is something that's very, very important. If self-reflection does not take place within ourselves, then I guarantee you that slowly and gradually we will come and we will drift towards the state of ghafla. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice upon what has been said and heard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to come out of the state of ghafla. And remember, my brothers and sisters, shaitan is not here present with us right now. But if we are in the state of ghafla in the month of Ramadan, then shaitan has done his job. Shaitan has put our heart in that place and he has left. And now we are in the state of ghafla. This is what is destroying us. So let us try to come out of this. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan to come out of the state of ghafla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. Barakallah. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin fi kulli makan. اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعاصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. اللهم تقبل صيامنا، اللهم تقبل قيامنا، اللهم تقبل منا كل الأعمال في شهر رمضان، اللهم تقبل منا كل الأعمال في شهر رمضان. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. الله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الله سبحانه